The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur will be in Shuas, Perek Shuas Eidus, Perek Revi, Daf Lamed David. Today's gemara brought the braisa Rav Shimon ben Shatach. The Brisa said, "The Tanya of Rav Shimon Shatach, Ere ben Chomo, im lo reisi echot shorot zachach haveiroi. I swear that I saw someone who was running after his friend, luchorba, in the abandoned building. Or tzatzi acharov, I ran after them, mitzatzi saif biyodoi. The perpetrator had a sword in his hand, v'dam mitaftev, v'hog mipaper. There was a dead person and blood dripping from the sword. Amarti loy, I said to the person holding the sword, Russia, mi hagoy lezeh, oy ani oyato, of course you killed him. Aber ma aseh, what can I do? She'en damcha mosa biyodi, I cannot convict you. She'ari amru tayo api shnayim edem ashlisha edem yumat hames. Ela mokni par mimcha. So he said, Shimon Shatach said to the killer, that I can't prosecute you in Beis Din, because the Torah said, you need two or three Edom to prove that witness the killing. So what could I do? Amru lo yizozu misham ad shenashcha nachash. Says the Gemara that he was punished by a biting of a snake and he died immediately. However, Beis Din cannot rule, even though there was tremendous circumstantial evidence that he was the killer, because after all, no one was in the chorba but him. He had a knife in his hand with blood dripping. Circumstance shows us clearly that he was the killer. However, the Torah requires more. The Torah requires a seeing al pi shnayim ashlusha edim yumat hames. Today I'd like to discuss a controversial halacha that's very prevalent in nowadays society. We have many medical and scientific ways to show if someone is guilty of a crime without edim, such as DNA, such as the polygraph test, which is the lie detecting test, and such as a blood test to see if your blood matches the blood of a child, let's say. Are these acceptable methods in Beis Din, or do we say, Al pi shnayim u'shloisha edim yumat hames? So first of all, let's discuss one of the old methods that are discussed in Poskim, the blood test. Now, we all know, in many divorce cases, when the father is getting sued for child support, the father will contend to Beis Din that he is not the father of the child. And even though we have a roiv, we have a majority of rov be'ilois achar abal that it should contend that he is the father will say, fine, granted is a chazaka that I'm the father, the rov be'ilois after achar abal, and therefore I should be the father. However, let's take a blood test. After all, we could prove through a blood test if I am the real father of this child. And in the Tel Aviv Supreme Court in 1962, the father wanted a blood test, and he went on his own and he gave a blood test. And the blood test showed up that he was negative. He was not the father of the child. The Beis Din in Tel Aviv had the shiloh, can we mechayev the father child support based on this blood test? Or could we not mechayev him child support based on this blood test? Because after all, blood test should not be more than circumstantial evidence. Is this circumstantial evidence enough in order to prove he is the father? Another form of the shiloh would be, is the child considered a mamzer? If the father is negative in his blood test, so it must be that the child was born to a illicit relationship, and therefore would be a mamzer, also to marry anyone else. There was also a question that was posed to that particular Beis Din. So, the Tzitz Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Waldenberg, wrote to the Beis Din and said, Chas v'sholem, that we should use a blood test as proof that he is the father. Because, after all, the Gemara says, Nida, on daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, the Gemara says that when a person is created, there are three shutvin in the creation of a person. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the father and the mother. And the Gemara goes on to say that the father contributes to the child the bones, the whiteness of the child. The mother contributes to the child the blood, the redness, and the soul comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Elazar Waldenberg, Zatzal, that since the mother contributes the blood, the red of, to the child, as the Gemara says over there in Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, therefore a blood test, even though science has proven the father can be linked to the child through a blood test, we cannot use a blood test, because after all, Chazal tell us the blood is the mother's blood, not the father's blood. And therefore, we cannot use a blood test contrary to a Gemara. If science contradicts the Gemara, we cannot use science, we have to use the Gemara. That was the opinion of the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Elazar Waldenberg. And he said even more, he brought many examples in which science claims A, and later in years, science has proven false. For example, we all know cigarette smoking in the early 20s was considered a healthy thing for cold, for flu. A doctor used to prescribe to a patient to smoke a pack of menthol cigarettes. However, we all know medicine has changed its view 180 degrees, that it's a leading cause of cancer. So too, why can't medicine change its opinion about the blood coming from the father, especially when the Gemara Nida says blood comes from the mother? However, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, which is quoted in Nishmas Avram, says that no, a blood test is a valid form of showing a father of is a father of a child. It is a good paternity test, the blood. And he brings the Gemara that Tzitz Eliezer brought as a proof that the mother gives the blood. And Shlomo Zalman argues that maybe that Gemara, when it says that the mother gives the blood, is talking about a majority of the blood, more than 50%. However, the father does contribute some blood, thereby allowing a blood test to prove if he is a father or not. And therefore, there's a machlokes between Tzitz Eliezer and Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. If we continue to look throughout the poskim, we have a shaila in the Beis Din of Tel Aviv. Is fingerprints a valid source to show if a person did a crime or not? So if we look in the Ravadi Yosef, the Bio Emer, in Chelik Dalet, Shoot number Gimel, the Yabiyo Omer says that a fingerprint is a good evidence, because he says a fingerprint, we could see the person actually doing it. The fingerprint is one that's unique, that's clear. We see it with our own eyes. We don't need any science involved. Basically, what the science does is it shows something enlarged of what we already know. And therefore, we see someone's fingerprints on a gun. It clearly, he touched the gun. There's nothing to talk about. We see his hand on it as of now, so to say. And therefore, we could prosecute someone due to fingerprints. Better than blood typing. A interesting Gemara is quoted in Bava Basra on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara relates a very interesting episode in which Rav Buna was asked the following question. There were 10 children of one woman. One woman had 10 children, and she admitted that only one of the 10 children was the heir to a deceased father. The father wrote in his will that I only want my real children to get the inheritance. Rabuna went on his own, and Rabuna said, you know, I'm going to show who is one of the 10 children is the correct child. I'll give a test. What was Rabuna's test? He told everyone to spit on the father's grave. There was one child that did not want to spit on the child's grave. Rabuna Paskin, he is now the Yerish of the will, because the real son would never spit on the father's grave. Therefore, the Gemara shows that psychological evidence is enough to bring money from one place to another. Famous Gemara over there. Again, that psychological evidence is good in Bezdin. Even though Shnayim Shlosh Eidim Mameis, still psychological evidence is good. That's the Gemara over there on Bovabasa Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Also, we have a tshuva from Rav Haigoin. Rav Haigoin was once asked, very interesting question, who is the real Yerush of a father? There were many children, and it was doubtful who was the real child to the father, and the father left over a great sum of money. So what Rav Haigoin did is he conducted a very interesting test. He dug up the bones, he exhumed the bones of the deceased father, and he put it with the blood of all the children, and only one of the children's blood was absorbed in the bones. And he said the children's blood who was absorbed in the bones, that is the real child. So we see from that tshuva, or Rav Haigoin, that a blood test with a scientific proof, this proof that blood can be absorbed by a bone of the real child is not proven in any Gemara, any Chazal that I know of. It seems to be merely a scientific fact known in the days of Haigoin. So we see science is enough to prove in cases of Yerusha. Now, when it comes to Mamzer, When it comes to mamzer, it seems to be, we know it's a halacha, mamzer vaday v'lo mamzer safek. Therefore, even if we could use a blood test, not like Tzitz Eliezer, like Shlomo Zalman Arbuch, use a blood test to see if the father is a real father or not. However, to make him a mamzer, to make the child a mamzer, that l'chayro should not be considered enough. Now, let us go back and go back to a very interesting argument that's posed, one of the leading posts of Rev Azriel Orbach. He says in the case of a father, does he have to pay child support if the blood test comes back negative? He says, granted the blood test comes back negative, and granted we could use his father, Shlomo Zalman Arbuch's logic, that a blood test is a valid means of showing, not like Tzitz Eliezer, it is a valid means of showing that a person is the father. However, we have a concept of Rov Bilos Achabal. There's a majority that when a woman gives birth, that the child is due to her husband because the majority of her bias is from her husband. And the Gemara tells us that if someone hits his father, slaps him in the face, and bruises him to the fact that he made a chavala, so the halacha is someone who bruises your parents or chayiv misa. So the Gemara says, how can he mechayiv a son who bruises a father? After all, maybe it's not his father. What's the proof he's the real father? The Gemara says, Rov Bilos Achabal. That Rov Bilos Achabal, since his mother is married to that person, and since the majority of Bilos are from that person, therefore he is Chayiv Misa. We see Rov Bilos Achabal is a very strong Rov. It's even enough to Mechayiv someone Misa. So we see that Rov Bilos Achabal is very strong. It says Azil Abach, granted, blood tests are very good to show that he's not the father. But there's Chayro, a Tarte de Satre over here. On one hand, we have a Chazaka of Rov Bilos Achabal. On the other hand, we have a blood test to show that he is not the father. So it's a Trey V'Trey. A Trey V'Trey, we say, the concept is when there's two Adam versus two Adam, we always leave things in status quo. Therefore, in such a case, he would be punted from paying child support, because after all, we're not sure if he's the father, because it's a Trey V'Trey, but we cannot totally say that the mother had someone out of wedlock, and therefore, even without the concept of mamzer, vada v'lo safek, we'll not treat him as a mamzer because we leave things in status quo when there is a Trey V'Trey. Now, going on to the truth is, Rav Moshe Feinstein, when it came to the shiloh of the World Trade Center, and there was DNA found of many people who were nifter, could we use the DNA to matter the wives? So, if we look in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, in Siman Yud Zayin, Chof Dalet, it says many different ways that we could use as proof of who is a dead person. For example, the Shulchan Aruch says that that even Simonim Muvakim is not enough to show that he is the dead person. For example, if a person has a shirt on that's miyucha to him, we cannot prove that he's a dead person because people lend their shirts out. However, if we look at Rav Moshe Feinstein's Shuva, in Ingrid Moshe, Rav Moshe had a case in which a plane crashed into the East River, and Rav Moshe said that dentist testimony, such as a gold tooth, or a wallet, which is a with driver's license, or a ring with an individual's initials, these are enough to be proof that he is a missing person and he is dead. So the question goes, is DNA enough? Is DNA like a person's wallet? Is it like his dental records? So if Scheinberg Shlita said DNA is not evidence at all, DNA is totally non-halachic permissible. You cannot use it in halacha at all. It is worse than a umdin amuchach. That's the opinion of Scheinberg. However, Shmati B'Shem Rav Yashiv, DNA is good evidence because we know that the chances of DNA being incorrect is 1 in a million, and therefore DNA is a good proof. Now, in terms of the Y chromosome that's found in Kohanim, in order to prove someone is a Kohen by using a Y chromosome, so the post can basically say that even though it's very rare to find a Y chromosome outside of Kohanim, a Kohen that's lacking a Y chromosome will not be an invalid Kohen. Because after all, we found there are many tribes in Africa that have a Y chromosome, and it's clear they're not Jewish. So therefore, if a Kohen is lacking a Y chromosome, we cannot necessarily prove he's not Jewish.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.beishavad.org.
office@bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.